Well, this is really crunch time for the folks at Interfaith Social Services here in Quincy with the holidays fast approaching and their annual Feed the Hungry Gala celebration, not too far off either. So Executive Director Rick Doan has stopped on by on a different program today, Rick, to chat about Interfaith. How are you?
I'm great. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to talk to you as always. You know, I was just thinking, folks coming to Quincy for the first time might not be aware that Interfaith is available.
Yeah.
Maybe we should give a little history lesson.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we are rooted in the history of the city of Quincy.
No question. Yeah.
Quincy and the whole South Shore. So it was 80 years ago, after World War II, the shipyards were laying off thousands of employees, and it created a crisis here on the South Shore.
True.
And it was also, there were a lot of people coming back from the war, and jobs were scarce, and so it was, the community came together and formed what would become Interfaith Social Services with a goal of helping families and children in need.
Mm-hmm.
Our oldest program is our mental health counseling center.
That was the first one.
That's the oldest one.
Yeah.
And our other programs grew out of that.
Right.
So it was in the 70s, we opened our food pantry, and we just found out that we didn't realize our food pantry was one of the first in the country.
In the country?
The first food pantry ever opened in 1972 in Arizona.
Okay.
They didn't exist before that.
Really?
There was no, and then by 1974, when our food pantry opened up, there was only 16 cities in the United States that had food pantries.
That's astounding.
I know.
That is astounding.
We didn't know it either.
Yeah. So this is the 50th anniversary for the food pantry.
Yeah. This was, and that same year that the food pantry started, the food pantry started that year, our thrift shop started that year. So we have one of the best thrift shops in the area.
Yeah.
All my clothing comes from there.
I know. You always say that, yeah.
It does. It's great stuff.
Sure.
And we have amazing volunteers that support it. And that's a fundraiser for us. But it's also the year that our 5K started. The same year.
Stop the stigma.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, very good. Yep. So quite a history. I mean, really an integral part of the fabric of Quincy for a long time.
For
wasn't
sure.
Always called Interfaith, right?
No, it was Protestant Social Service Bureau for 50 years.
Right. Yeah.
And then we rebranded in the 90s, but we are a non-religious organization, but our roots come from that faith community.
Right. Yeah. Always at that same location on Adams Street?
No, we've been all over the city of Quincy.
Okay.
We've been in Quincy Center, we've been in Wollaston, but we've been at our location in Adams Street for about 20 years.
Okay.
We've been there now.
Seems that you do Herculean things out of that tiny little building, Rick. It's amazing.
It's because we have amazing support from the community.
Yeah.
It's, first of all, the donors, most of our donors come from the city of Quincy.
Sure.
So the efforts that we're doing are neighbors helping neighbors. Same thing with our volunteers.
Yeah.
We have 140 volunteers. Many of them come from the city of Quincy. This is the city supporting their own. 75% of our clients come from the city of Quincy.
Is that right? Okay.
Many of the businesses who support us are Quincy-based businesses.
Yeah.
This is a community rallying to help their neighbors in need.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, the funding is critical for all these programs that you're able to provide to the city.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, what we're spending right now in produce used to be our entire operating budget.
That's amazing.
Several years ago. Yeah, it's, and that's what people want, though. It's milk, eggs, produce. It's basic groceries, and that's what we try to provide, those healthful foods.
Do you do kind of any outreach to, like, new arrivals to the city, you know, to try and just let them know that you're available?
Well, we go on shows like this.
Absolutely, yeah. We hope to be part of that, for sure.
And it's just getting the word out.
Yeah.
You know, we're on social media,
sure.
So we have a strong presence. We're grateful for all the social channels in the city. Quincy is Everything, all of these pages that get the word out about what we're doing.
Yep.
And that's when somebody comes to a new community, oftentimes that's one of the first places they go.
Sure.
Are those social media channels.
Yep.
So we're grateful for our team and for all the people in the community that when people are like, hey, I'm looking to donate something, where should I go? And lots of times it's people saying, oh, Interfaith, this is how you do it. And or I really need help. And people step up and say, this is how you do it.
It's word of mouth, right?
It really is.
Talking to your neighbors and being in the know as to what's going on. Yeah.
Yep.
And they come from all over, not just Quincy, right?
We serve 10 towns on the South Shore.
It's amazing.
But predominantly, Quincy is where most of our clients come from.
Sure.
And then after that, Weymouth, Braintree, Randolph are our top communities we serve.
Okay. We were talking before we started recording this morning about the unprecedented increase in demand that you're seeing.
Well, and it's also something people aren't aware of.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, you had so many news stories about the need and food pantries, mm-hmm. and they would show lines and they'd mm-hmm. talk about it. Height of the food pantry, the height of the pandemic, mm-hmm. our food pantry was serving about 900 households a month.
Okay.
This past month, we served 1,800 households.
That has not been talked about at
all. No.
Yeah.
It is not visible. And people talk about inflation and they talk about housing. The need for emergency food is a visual representation of the lack of affordable housing and the incredible inflation that we've seen over the last few years and the basic cost of living, how much it's increased, that you drive by our food pantry and you see that line of cars around the corner and you see the line of clients standing there waiting who walked to get food. Mm. That shows the lack of affordable housing in our community.
So are these new folks that you had never seen before?
It's a mixture.
Okay.
I mean, it is not migrants. A lot of people say, oh, there's a lot of migrants that have come in and they're in our shelter. These are people who live here in Quincy, live in our communities, who have lived here a long time.
Yes.
And are struggling to make ends meet.
Yep.
We just met with a dozen or so of our clients because we wanted to hear from them what they're going through.
Right.
And most of them, and they're from all walks of life.
Okay.
People with college degrees, master's
yep.
degrees.
Yep.
You lose a job and a spouse has their hours cut or somebody has a health issue, paycheck to paycheck, you are living on the edge.
Well, if you were living on the edge, say, prior pandemic, and then something tragic happened,
yeah.
it's going to put you over the edge, right?
You got mom and dad
yeah.
working full-time
yeah.
at minimum wage. They're not making enough money to support their families.
Right, right.
And they need to reach out for this kind of help.
Yeah, and I know there's been a lot of talk about how, you know, wages have kept up with inflation, but we're living in a little bubble here in the greater Boston area.
Yeah.
We're the second or third most expensive place to live in the country?
Yeah.
So probably wages
San Francisco, New York, greater Boston.
There you go.
Yeah.
Probably wages have not kept up with the increased housing costs here.
No.
Maybe in other parts of the country.
Yeah.
You know, maybe kept up and maybe exceeded. But around here, no.
Well, but we operate a homelessness prevention program.
Yes, yeah.
Where every year we're keeping hundreds of households in their housing so they don't have to face the tragedy of homelessness.
Okay.
And the idea is, you know, somebody has received an eviction notice, they're about to be evicted, and if we're able to step in and help that household,
mm-hmm.
and prevent them from becoming homeless,
yes.
we want to do that.
Yes.
And sometimes that can be through paying a utility bill, because
yep.
if somebody has an unpaid utility bill and they have subsidized housing, they can get kicked out of that housing.
I see.
But we have seen an 80% increase in the number of people reaching out.
Wow.
And talking to our program manager, the heartbreaking thing for her is when parents call and they're living in their cars with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Never have we heard from many people. From, you know, you might occasionally hear of somebody, but like, all right, this is what you do. This is the place you go. It is unprecedented.
That's happening here in Quincy?
Here in Quincy, all over the South Shore.
Really?
Housing prices have gone up so much. Mm. We're hearing from people. Let's say you're working the same job and your rent goes up
mm-hmm.
20%, 30%.
It's huge.
What do you do?
It's huge, yeah.
Where does that money come from?
Right.
And that's why so many people come to the food pantry. That's why so many people are facing eviction right now.
Because they can't afford those things anymore trying yeah. to pay their rent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 80% increase in your housing prevention.
Yep.
That's amazing.
We've tripled that budget of that program,
yeah.
and we're continually fundraising more and more and more because there just isn't opportunities out there for
yeah.
people. And this is not just us.
Okay.
This is all social service agencies throughout Massachusetts.
Yeah, this has not really had a lot of press, if you will, or a lot of talk. I mean, there's been stories about the cost of housing and need for more affordable housing, but not the direct impact
no.
it's having on communities like Quincy.
I mean, we have partners that are trying to raise they'll put reports out, they talk about it, but if anybody drives by our offices, they're going to see it.
Mm.
And they're going to see that things are not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
a lot of people need help. I can be a downer sometimes.
No, it's the reality.
But it's amazing to see all the volunteers
yep.
that come in to help. our volunteer numbers, we have more volunteers serving now with us than we ever have. 140 every week. Hundreds of corporate volunteers coming in.
So that has increased along with the need.
Yes.
Which is nice.
Monday of this week, we served the most clients we ever have in the history of a single shift.
Really?
So previously, our record was 111 households in 1 2-hour period.
For the food pantry?
For the food pantry.
Okay.
This Monday, we served 140.
Really?
In a 2-hour period.
Wow.
But
yep.
This Saturday is our Thanksgiving distribution.
Okay.
Guess how many households per hour we're going to serve.
How many per hour? Wow. I would say 200.
211.
Oh, I was pretty close.
Per hour.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wow. Per hour.
Per hour.
For how many hours?
For 8 hours.
Oh, my goodness. So over 1,200 households.
Yeah. It's an exciting day.
Yeah. Is that the really word you want to use for it?
It is, because we have the community police are amazing.
Yeah.
They come in, help us out.
Is that right?
Really amazing and fantastic to work with.
So they get like a special package for Thanksgiving, right?
They do. They get a Thanksgiving meal package where it's got, you know, sort of a bag of groceries and a gift card to buy a turkey.
Okay.
But, you know, we had to, these are only for food pantry clients.
I see.
And it used to be we'd register people all the way up through Thanksgiving. We had to close our list the first week in October.
Oh, because it just...
We had already reached capacity.
Is that right? Wow.
Same thing with holiday gifts for kids. We said this year, last year we served 800 children.
Okay.
And we said, okay, this year we're going to go up to 1,000.
Okay.
That's our capacity.
Yeah.
We hit that 2 weeks ago.
Is that right? Okay.
And we had to close that list.
Okay.
But we still need sponsors. So if people watching want to sponsor a family and purchase gifts for them,
yes,
that is something we need right now. And we have the link on our website.
Oh, okay, good. So reach out. Okay, very good. Excellent. Then it's the annual gala that is really your signature event of the year, right?
It is.
Let's see. It's this year is Friday, December 6th, the 2024 Feed the Hungry Gala at Granite Links Ballroom in Quincy.
And we sell out every year.
Yes, which is great.
Yep, yep.
What's going to be happening, Rick?
All right, so we put the fun in fundraising. And it is not a traditional sit down, you know, have a chicken dinner meal.
Right.
It is we call it a dine around reception. And we have amazing restaurants. You know, there's Liberty Tavern. They're opening a new restaurant, Uno Mas.
Oh.
They're going to be there. There is Pearl and Lime here in Quincy. There's Alma Nove. There's several breweries that are going to be there. Bin N Wines does the wine tasting.
Yeah, yeah.
Granite Links has some of their sister restaurants. Weathervane is going to be there. They all do tastings.
Okay.
It's really good. Fuji is there. The sushi is always a big hit.
Okay, all right.
And we have oysters, too.
Oh, okay.
All you can eat oysters are always a big hit.
Okay.
And we have a company that donates all those fresh oysters.
So this really is all about the food.
Well, it's a Feed the Hungry gala.
Right, yeah.
So we're raising money to feed the hungry.
Right.
But we want to feed our hungry donors.
You're feeding the donors.
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
But it's not just food. It's fun.
Yeah.
So we have games throughout the room. So we have... Duncan for Ducks.
Okay.
Duncan has sponsored a game where people can win gift cards. And they're carnival-themed games.
Yeah.
So they'll be, you know, people will be fishing for little Duncan-themed ducks.
Gotcha.
And
you have an actual pool?
A little pool. People will be fishing for it. We have a golf game. We have a lottery game,
okay.
You know, a raffle.
Yes.
We have a solo cup stack game.
Okay.
It's really fun.
It sounds like
it's a fun, we have blinky lights where we have a flipping the coin game. It's really a great time.
But it's also, you want folks to kind of come in their formal attire, right? To make it a very prestigious event.
We have live music.
Yeah.
We have a great auction.
Yes, do tell.
Okay.
All right.
So I brought a visual.
Yes, you did.
I brought a visual.
I haven't even
seen this yet, so.
Let me put my glasses on for this.
a team signed jersey.
That's so cool.
From the 2024-25 team.
Tote that up. There you go, Rick. Yeah, there you go. Nice.
From the Bruins.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me if the coach's signature is on here. I don't know.
Okay.
But
which coach?
I know. It's a Pastrnak jersey.
Oh.
But this is one of the items we have up for
grabs.
That's
awesome.
And we have some amazing donors who live here locally
who
are able to donate this to us.
Oh, nice.
And then we also have we have several getaways. So Boston packages in the city. We have Cape Cod getaways, nice. Ski packages Super. At three-bedroom, three-bath chalet where you can stay with your family and go skiing.
Wow.
Or go in the summer and if you're not a skier.
Just hike the trails or whatever, yeah, okay.
But really, our team, Jennifer Salmon, she's a Quincy resident. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She's in charge of our auction, and she does a fantastic job pulling all of these packages together.
Yes.
They are diner, lots of different restaurants.
Sure. Yeah.
Their experience is staying at a hotel in Cambridge and then going on a donut tour.
Okay.
Which I didn't know existed, but I want to do it now.
How New England.
Right. That there's all these Greek-style donuts, and yes. There's churros and mochi nuts, and you get to try them all. But that's not just people who attend the gala that can bid at that auction.
Okay.
So anybody who's on our email list, we will send out a link, and anybody can bid.
Great.
So anybody who's watching now, if something sounds good,
yes.
They can go on our website, yep. interfaithsocialservices.org,
yep.
Join our email list, and we'll send them a link that week before the gala so they can bid.
Week before, okay,
yeah.
So they can bid. And do they have to be there to win?
No.
No, okay.
No. And it used to just be only the people at the gala.
Right.
And now we've opened it up, and now it's more than half the people who win aren't even at the gala.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
And it's great. Because we want people to win these packages.
Yes. So is it just the silent auction on, or is it there also a live auction?
We just do the silent
just
auction.
Silent auction. Okay.
Silent auction, and then we have a paddle raise. So
it's
about telling our client's story.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we come in, we have our clients speak and talk about what's going on.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
And what they're experiencing.
Yeah.
So people can hear our clients' voices, see their faces,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we tell people what we need help with and ask them to donate.
Sure.
It's a fundraiser.
Yes.
And I prep people every time. You come to it, we're going to ask you for money.
Your wallet's going to be opening.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 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 Well, it's your as I mentioned, it's your signature event. It's the biggest fundraiser of the year.
It is.
Yeah. Which, to share, how much do you hope to raise?
We hope to raise $400,000.
Wow, okay.
And we're more than halfway there.
That's great.
Arbella Insurance, Walmart are two of our biggest sponsors. I just left the office. Arbella Insurance, not only do they sponsor the gala, they were there. There were five Arbella employees volunteering at the food pantry. They're a great community partner.
That's nice. Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
And does it continue after the event as well, the auction?
Or no, it closes that night.
Okay.
Yeah, all so right. People who are at the gala that night, if they win it,
yes.
They'll go home with the package.
Okay.
Unless they win the 50-inch big screen TV, and then they have to come to our office and pick that up.
Oh, okay.
Or like the griddle, the outdoor griddle for the tailgate package.
Yes.
You got to come to the office and pick that up
later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but if you're bidding online and there's somebody bidding against you that night, can you compete?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because it's all online.
Yes.
So you can see who else is bidding. You can put your max bid in.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, it's sophisticated.
So, yeah, Jennifer has really brought this up to the next level.
She has done an amazing job.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Anything else we should let folks know about right now? I mean, I know the Energy Assistance Program, too, is something that you'll be watching.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think the utilities are reporting 20-30% increases predicted this winter. So.
And we know. Well, luckily, we're coming into the time when it's a moratorium.
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't know if a lot of people know, but from November to April, if you have a utility that's providing your heat, they can't shut it off.
I know. Right.
And so this time of year, a lot of times we see companies really trying to shut things off right before that moratorium.
Of course, yeah.
And then right after. So that's when we see a lot of people reaching out so they can keep it on.
Which is good. However, the debt doesn't go away.
No.
You know?
So, no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
So you want to be able to take care of that if possible.
A lot of what we do, it's emergency assistance.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
It's helping people stay in their housing in emergency and crisis situations. Get food when they're in crisis, you know, providing mental health counseling to people who are in need of it, whether they can afford it or not.
Yeah.
We take all clients.
And is the first counseling session is free?
First four.
First four are free.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, somebody going through some of these difficult times like loss of housing, unable to pay for food, that's also going to lead to mental health issues.
Absolutely.
So, you know, at the same, it's all one big umbrella.
It is.
Yeah.
They are comorbidities.
Yes, exactly.
That these are, it's one thing can cause the other, it can make the other worse. It is, and also trauma and abuse and addiction and everything that goes into financial struggles. And the counseling center is our way of kind of breaking those cycles.
Correct. Yep.
And so that's changing people's lives.
Yeah, that's how it all started, right?
Yeah,
80
that's
years
right.
ago.
That's right. Coming back. Full circle.
There you go. How many years have you been doing the gala now? Do you know
how 30 years.
Something.
Around 30, 28.
Okay.
And this is our 28th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So again.
You put me on the spot,
I
Joe.
Didn't mean to. And, you know, we were just talking about all this history.
Yeah.
So a long time.
Yeah.
A long time. Again, it's Friday, December 6th, 6 p.m.
Start? 6 p.m. at Granite Links.
Granite Links, okay.
And tickets sell out, so if people want them, they need to go within the next couple days.
Oh, all right.
To buy tickets. And we will turn that link off. On the website.
Okay. So, and how many? 300, 400 people, something like
we
that?
We have, our cap is around 375, 400.
That sounds right, yeah.
Beyond that, it gets a little tight in
yeah,
the room. You
yeah.
know, we want people to be comfortable.
Okay. And you still need sponsors as well?
Always.
Always? Okay.
You know, and if people can't make it that night,
yeah.
it's the holidays,
mm-hmm.
we need people to donate.
Okay.
And if people want to get involved, there are so many ways. Whether it's attending the gala
mm-hmm.
or adopting a family
yes.
and purchasing gifts for those kids. Donating to our food pantry.
Sure.
Whether it's money or it's diapers, sizes 5 and 6, hygiene supplies, pads, you know, period products.
Yep.
We absolutely need those, not covered by any federal assistance
program.
No, and
they're very expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. InterfaithSocialServices.org.
Yep.
Social media all over the place.
All over, okay. And the Bureau Drawer Thrift Shop.
Okay.
Great sales, and we have special holiday all hours. We'll be open on Saturdays in December. So that's big.
Come do your shopping.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. And we'll be open Black Friday.
Ah,
the thrift
of course.
Shop, not the food pantry.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, we're closed.
there's still the old phone, too.
Sure.
Right? 617-773-6203.
Yep. We will answer it.
All right. Great to see you, Rick.
Good to see you, too.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. See you next time.